As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little... What is that? We! It's like, sound like a pig. One of the three little
this
pigs.
This whole intro has been really funny.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon, Brenda, Danny, Connie, Danny, Connie, Andrew, and Alexis.
Yes, thank you guys. Whoa.
That's not good.
Mic down.
Okay, it's fine. We're fine, guys.
Yes, thank you guys very much for joining. If you would like to join the Disney Assembled, I don't know, we need to come up with a name for our Patreon group, like the
family.
Clubhouse, the family. If you want to join the Disney Assembly family over on Patreon.
Assembled family. That was
the headquarters. Head on over to Disney Assembled headquarters, our website, DisneyAssembled.com. Click on the button that says become a patron. We would love to have you there.
Also,
get exclusive content, right? Members only content.
Yeah.
You would love to have that. Also,
Magic of the Mouse Radio. Listen to it. We are a part of that on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 9 a.m. Central. Is that right? Is that wrong?
No, we are. We're Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays, 9 a.m. Central.
It's
9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
do the Magic of the Mouse Radio introduction. Anyway.
We're part of that family.
They have 24/7 nonstop Disney music and a bunch of other podcasts too. So make sure to check it out. They also have a second radio station called Park Pass.
Park Music.
And it's Park Music and it's 24/7. Awesome. And I definitely recommend listening to Magic of the Mouse Radio.
Definitely so do that, especially now that the holiday seasons are coming. We have some special holiday promo stuff coming out there. We recorded some great stuff from Magic and Mouse Radio. So yeah,
speaking
check them out.
Speaking of holidays are magical. You know what else is magical? Disney. And that's our topic this week. We have
Disney
Mickey's
World,
most magical.
That's our topic.
Yep.
Disney World is the most magical place on earth.
Yep.
The magic is calling. A lot of magic. Lots of characters. You know, when we started looking at all the characters that have like magic powers, there's a lot of them.
Okay, magic is starting to not sound like a word anymore. So let's stop saying it.
Well, we also had to take a look at which characters use magic and which ones are just kind of born with like mutant type powers, right?
Yeah,
or something
so we
like
have
that.
A list
so it's hard
of
to tell.
A number. And we are going to talk about Mickey's most magical characters, most magical beings.
Yeah.
These are characters that are like, that use magic or are born with magic, but I don't know how to explain it. We will explain
I don't know how to explain it, so I'm going
to
explain it.
We will explain it when we get there.
Yeah, so yeah, the magic is calling. It's a magical time of year. And we were sitting there thinking.
You really wanted to call this episode The Magic is Calling, didn't you? And
no,
I was like, no, that's lame.
Mickey's most magical. We're going to talk about the most magical characters in the Disney universe, which is fantastic. We're really looking forward to that. It's going to be lots of fun. Yeah. We're actually recording this a little later than usual. We apologize. The episode isn't going to drop on time.
School, doing rehearsal for things.
That's all right. It's all good.
I've been at school every day for the past 7 days.
Oh.
Very tired.
Oh.
And it's always until like 9 p.m. too. Like there's a jazz concert and then there was music fest and then rehearsal and like decorations. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, art school.
School. That's the way it is.
Well, just art school. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
All right. Before we get into this week's topic, let's have this week's Disney dad joke of the week.
Oh boy.
Mimi. Which attraction at Disneyland and at Disney World, what's the only one that they let you have gum on?
I don't know.
The railroad. Because the train is always saying, choo-choo.
That was stupid.
Get it? Choo-choo.
I like
choo,
that one. That
choo. So you have to have gum. I guess they let you have gum on the train. That was it's cute. Telling you to chew. So there you go. That's this week's Disney dad joke of the week. One. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed it. If you have a dad joke you'd like to share with us, hit us up. Don't hit us up. Send us a message.
Yes.
Send us a message on our socials.
Okay.
At Disney Assembled, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com.
Okay. Let me give you guys a little bit of insight of what I was doing today and why the episode wasn't recorded. So my school has a lot of music at it. I don't know. Art school, we have 4 or 5 music departments, and every year they host this thing called Music Fest. And basically, it's just like a fundraiser, but all of the music classes and performers get to perform, and it's an all-day experience from noon to 6. And so obviously that didn't work out in the schedule. So yeah, we didn't really have any time to plan to record this week because I've been in rehearsal for my show. So it's been a very hectic week. Next week is also going to be very wild, but the show's on Wednesday, and so after that it'll all be over. But bringing this back to Disney, the last act of the night was orchestra, and I have some friends in orchestra, and then I have some friends who play an instrument that is in jazz and orchestra and band, and they did Star Wars.
Oh, great.
They did the opening theme, they did Leia's theme, they did Imperial March, they did Yoda's theme, and then they did the closing theme.
Yoda's theme is one of my favorites.
It was really good.
Yeah. Yoda's theme is an underappreciated.
For sure.
It's very good.
And I was sitting there, and on my fingers, I was like tapping the melody or whatever. I don't know anything about music. I'm an artist. I'm a writer. And I was just, you know, and my friend is sitting next to me. She's like, why do you know this? Like, it's literally Yoda's theme. And I was like, anyway, very, very, very into Star Wars. Like more than I let people realize.
There's going to be some good Star Wars stuff coming out later this year. Book of Boba Fett. At the end of December. That's going to be awesome. The new trailer came out. Did you get to see that?
No.
What? Too busy with school?
I haven't seen any.
The school stuff keeps getting in the way of all your fun.
Literally, Eternals came out on Friday and I have not had any chance to be excited about it.
We need to go see it.
We do need to go see it, like literally as soon as possible. We should see it at a midnight showing, like how we saw Endgame.
I'll be asleep. I'm asleep like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, nerd.
Yeah.
Blame.
The school stuff keeps getting in the way of all your fun.
Very much so. Like, I'm tired.
We're not even going to be able to go live, I think, this week on YouTube. We've been going YouTube live.
No, we can because the show is on Wednesday.
But I think I have something this week on Thursday. No.
That's
lame. Because work gets in the way of fun. I know. Work and school get in the way of all the fun stuff.
For sure.
We need to fix that.
And then next weekend is nothing. But then the week after that is I'm going back to camp. If you've been listening for a while, you know how much I love camp. Sorry. And it's time for our monthly retreat. And it's in 2 weeks. And I'm very excited. And then it's also Thanksgiving. That's the week of Thanksgiving.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We should dump some content during Thanksgiving if we get a chance.
Just
not dump, but I mean, like put out some good stuff. I'm excited.
Like our Disney grateful for. So like what can I,
but now I'm excited to do some more YouTube stuff because I figured out how to have a better camera.
Okay.
So
I have a really good idea for
HD
episode now.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
cool. Mickey's Most Magical. Do you want to talk about that?
Mickey's Most Magical.
All right. Mickey's Most Magical. Great, great time to talk about magic. All right. Do you want to start by listing the first two? I think the first two are sort of lumped together, right?
No.
Well, they could be.
No.
Are you looking at the book? Can you read my handwriting?
What side of the book are you looking at? These two
on the left side.
Oh, they do go together. They're in the same movie.
Yeah. So there you go.
Duh.
Double the magic.
Okay. We have Genie and Jafar.
Yeah, Genie and Jafar are very magical.
Yes.
I mean, they do the magic thing.
Well, Genie is definitely magic because you get the 3 magic wishes.
Right.
Right. So I think Genie is definitely magic. I think Genie is one of the most powerful magic characters in the Disney universe.
And when Jafar finally got the Genie powers for a brief amount of time, he was like the most powerful being in the whole universe.
Yeah. I don't think Jafar himself is magic. I think Jafar had the ability to wield magic.
Right.
And so that.
Well, how is that different than just having magic being magic? If you can wield the magic, doesn't that by default make you a magician?
No, but like being a magical being is something that you are burdened with like since birth, since something that is like something that you are like very well aware of and is part of your identity.
Right.
Jafar's magic is not a part of his identity. It's something that he did. That he learned that he can control the universe. And so I think the two are different. So I think they're both magic, yes. But like, do I think that they are different. Yes.
Now we're not ranking these. This isn't a ranking episode.
No, this is just us talking.
So if you look at Jafar or Genie, like for example, Genie, I would consider Genie maybe a top five magic character.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty much up there. I think people love Genie. So there you go. All right. We have the next two are also in the same movie.
Yeah. So we have Merlin and Mad Madam Mim.
All right.
Who are definitely magical beings because they're wizards and witches like Harry Potter, which I watched again last night. I don't know if I talked about my Harry Potter love this time last year, but I was going through a Harry Potter phase. Great. Love those witches and wizards. So
we talked about Merlin and Madam Mim last week, though, on our rival.
No, they were not in our.
Genie and Jafar, were they on our
Madam Mim. Oh, they were. They were. Okay. Yeah.
I would love to see some more story with Merlin and Madam Mim.
Yes. I also.
Because they obviously had a history.
Yes. And they are incredibly magical. Not only do they themselves
harness
magic, they have potions and all these other things.
They had a wizard's duel.
So
they're like wizards. Merlin, the wizard. They had a wizard's duel. So they would be considered wizards.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things we may have to discuss in this episode is the difference between a wizard, a magician, and a sorcerer. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out as we go along.
But I don't think I said Madame Mim was a witch, but I don't think that's right.
No, I think she's a wizard. Yeah.
Like, I think they're two different things.
A female and a male wizard. They're both wizards.
Yeah, but like in Harry Potter, they say that like, female wizards are just witches. And that's what
Worried about Harry Potter world. This is Disney.
I'm always worried about Harry Potter.
Harry Potter has nothing to do with Disney. Harry Potter, whatever's written in Harry Potter has nothing to do with
this. I could make a whole other podcast where I just talk about Harry Potter.
Well, that'll be a solo because I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
That is such a lie.
I don't know anything about it.
No, because when I was watching the movies for the first time last year, you sat in the kitchen and watched it with me.
But I wasn't paying attention.
As much as I wanted you to leave me alone and go away, you sat there and you watched like the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th movies.
I have no idea what happened in any of those movies because I wasn't paying much attention. All I know is at the end, I just thought it was dumb.
No, you were so invested.
I thought it ended like so dumb.
What's going on with Harry? Who is that guy? And I was like, oh, it's like Voldemort. But like, you can't say Voldemort. You're not supposed to say it.
They all should have just been killed. No. If that thing was that powerful.
No,
I really don't want to talk about Harry Potter.
Okay.
Because I don't know anything about it. And it has nothing to do with Disney. And people tune in to listen to you and I argue about Disney. We talk.
Two more characters who are grouped together.
All right.
We have Yen Sid and Sorcerer Mickey.
So now we're talking about Sorcerer. Because Yen Sid is the sorcerer. Mickey was the sorcerer's apprentice. So Yen Sid, which is Disney spelled backwards.
Yes.
Was the sorcerer and Mickey was the apprentice. And he stole the hat and he did the spells and he got the magic brooms that flooded the basement of the tower of the castle.
Fantasia freaks me out. I don't know why people like he got brooms, marching brooms with no faces.
Because he was too lazy to sweep his own mess up.
Marching brooms with no faces to flood a house. What a childhood dream.
Well,
watching that as a kid was traumatizing. I still won't watch it. I don't know what the plot is. What is Mickey trying to accomplish?
I think what we have accomplished is we have Genie and Jafar that wield some kind of magic power, but they're not wizards and they're not sorcerers. They're genies.
Well, Genie is a genie.
It's a totally separate character or category. Words are hard. A separate category of magic wielding beings. We have genies, we have wizards, and now we have sorcerers. We have three different categories of beings already on this list.
Okay, I think Jafar could fall under a sorcerer category, and let me explain why. So wizards themselves have magical powers, and they have like their magical powers. They can do their own things, but they also are able to harness magic from things that are around them. And that's how you get magic wands and like potions and like that kind of thing. That's like a wizard.
Because there's potion magic, right?
Right.
And then there's like spells, right?
Like spells. And then like wizards can cast spells.
Like wand magic. There's wand magic. There's potion magic.
And there's like spells. And then there's like combinations of them.
Right.
I think sorcerers don't have any magical powers themselves. I think they are able to two theories. They're either able to harness magic without having any magic themselves, or they only have magic that is within them. Like, and that's how you get like Scarlet Witch. Even though she's a witch, she would, I think, if we were to use that definition of sorcerer.
All right. Well, she may be on our list later.
Yes.
So right now we're on Yin Sid and Sorcerer Mickey.
Yeah.
Sorcerer Mickey is a very popular magic wielding Disney character.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, some people would even say he is the best or the most popular. I don't know if that's true or not. I like Sorcerer Mickey as much as the next guy. He's got the funky robes. He's got the blue hat. He's got the funky. It's like a smoking jacket. It's a big, long smoking jacket.
I don't know what that means.
It's like a big red velvet robe tied by a like.
Isn't it blue?
It's red. It's like a. I think it's a big. The hat is blue, and it's got like stars and moons on it.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that big velvet robe. It's like he got out of the shower. He's in his robes and it's tied by a string.
Sorcerer Mickey is one of the most popular Disney characters of all time. I think one of the most infamous.
Right.
Yeah. Like besides like Mickey Classic, it's like Steamboat Willie, Mickey Classic, Sorcerer Mickey, and those are like the three powerhouses. Right. The powerhouse. Yeah, the golden trio.
Right. There you go.
That's what they call Ron, Harry, and Hermione in Harry Potter.
The golden trio.
The silver trio is Neville, Luna, and Dean? Seamus. It's Seamus.
Yeah, whatever. Shame on us for talking about Harry Potter and a Disney podcast. You're going over to the wrong side. I refuse to go Potter.
Harry Potter.
Do not go Potter.
I love Harry Potter. Like, it's not even funny. Like, it was an accident. I didn't even mean to get into it. Okay, anyway.
All right. Who are the next people on our list?
Two of my faves. Scarlet Witch. Agatha Harkness.
Now, here's an interesting character. They're not genies.
No.
They're technically witches because we see Agatha. She was a witch back in the olden days. Scarlet Witch, obviously, is called a witch.
Yes.
But she's yielding sorcerer-type powers.
Right.
Because she's like more powerful than the Sorcerer Supreme, which is Doctor Strange. But I don't think she's a sorcerer. I think it's more... So she's not... She's not a wizard.
No, she's in between.
She's got magic powers and mutant powers,
yes.
I think.
I don't think she's a mutant, though. I think she just is a magical being. Like, I think witches are magical beings like who, like genies, are born with their powers. And they just, like, are, like, the way that they are.
I think she can conjure spells without... doing the conjuring, like it's like subconscious level spell casting,
right? And like that's
whereas
what
Doctor
makes
Strange
her-
has to focus and he has to know the spell to use. I think Scarlet Witch just it's embedded in her DNA that these spells just happen.
Right, and that's what
will.
I was saying. Like genies and witches are like magical beings that are just that just are magic in their DNA.
Right.
Sorcerers are not magic at all. They have to learn their magic. They have to harness their magic. Like Sorcerer Supreme, like Doctor Strange had to learn his spells, learn his magic. Yeah. Wizards can do both.
What I don't understand about the sorcerer piece is Mickey had to wear the hat and then he was able to do the, used the book. He opened the book and he learned the spell.
Right.
Because when the old man came down the stairs, he just threw his hands up and things got real.
Right.
And he didn't have the hat on.
So I think Scarlet Witch and Agatha Harkness are magical beings, and that would make witches magical beings that just are the way they are. And like that puts, it also like gives us a little tier of powerfulness, right? So like witches are more powerful than sorcerers.
Maybe.
And that makes does that make wizards more powerful than sorcerers? Yes, because they are.
Wizards have to be the bottom because they have the weirdest name.
Wizard.
Hello, I'm a wizard. I'm a wizard. Everyone wants to be a sorcerer or a wizard.
I want to be a wizard. I want to go to Hogwarts.
A magician works in Las Vegas.
Hogwarts School for Witchcraft and Wizardry?
Whatever.
The Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Okay. We're talking way too much about Harry Potter, I would say.
Like, I've just decided that it's a running joke of this episode. Like, I'm just going to bring it up.
We'll let our listeners decide if it's a running joke in this episode.
Okay.
Scarlet Witch, probably the most powerful on our list.
Yeah, probably.
And climbing the charts very fast in popularity.
Yes.
I can't see the list. Who else is on the list? Who's next?
Next we have, well, technically it's Evil Queen, but I don't think Evil Queen is magic at all. So we're going to move on.
Wait. You can't just move on. Evil Queen from Snow White, right? There's another one on our list. Magic Mirror.
Yes.
So Magic Mirror and Evil Queen. We got some, Evil Queen's got spell powers. She did potions.
See, I think Evil Queen.
She's a potion wizard.
Evil Queen is like a wizard. She had to learn the spell make the potion, drink the potion to become wizard. But like, she's not actually magic in of herself. Like, she just happened to have this like dark book laying around. Magic mirror is like genie or witch, who is a magical being who is just born the way that he is in this weird like man.
Right, but not everybody can make the magic potion. So she could make the magic potion.
No, I think anyone who were to stumble upon the recipe for magic potion could make a magic potion. She just happened to have it.
Well, magic mirror is clearly magical because the mirror talked to her.
Right, right. No, magic mirror is magic in of itself, whatever. But the evil queen is not magic because she had kind of dumb luck. And my proof for this is Frozen. In Frozen, when they're trying to heal Anna after Elsa almost kills her, they pull out the book and they have the book with all the trolls and they bring Anna to the trolls. Like, well, anyone who has that book can therefore be called magic because they have the magic book.
I suppose. Well, Elsa's not on our list, but she's got powers.
She's on the list.
She's on the list?
We're just not there yet.
Okay.
Okay, next, who's next? We have Maleficent, who I think is
It has witch. To be magic.
I think she's a witch.
Is she a witch? Because yeah. She can turn into a dragon.
Yeah, I think she's a witch. I think she counts as a witch.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
She turned to a dragon. She has her own magic from in of herself. And then she can also like...
She's got wings. She can fly.
Right. Like, she's just a magical being from... Yeah.
And she's got, I guess, mutant powers too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but it's hard to say. And she's popular.
Yes.
Very popular, powerful magic type being.
So then,
but she doesn't have potion power.
No.
She has shape-shifting power.
I think she doesn't use a wand.
You think it's a spell?
She casts spells. She casts spells on herself. On Sleeping Beauty.
Why didn't she just turn Sleeping Beauty into a dragon? Because you know everybody was going to kill the dragon. And then she could have just gotten rid of Sleeping Beauty that way. Why'd she turn herself into a dragon?
Anyway.
All right, next.
The next five are fairies.
And we have a bunch of fairies.
Fairy Godmother.
Oh, good. From Cinderella.
Flora, Fauna, and Merriweather from Sleeping Beauty. And the Blue Fairy from Pinocchio.
All right, so fairies have magic powers.
And also Tinkerbell.
And Tinkerbell is a fairy.
Yes, also Tinkerbell.
So there you go.
So I think Tinkerbell is the most, well, I guess maybe Fairy Godmother, but I think Tinkerbell is the most powerful of these fairies.
So Tinkerbell used to have a magic wand. Yes. Like, she would tap the top of the castle on the little logo thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, she can make
pixie dust.
Right. Like, I don't know what it, like, Tinkerbell doesn't have any actual powers per se. Like, I thought she could make
pixie dust.
She just has pixie dust like as a part of her.
But it's a never-ending supply.
Yeah, like, no, it comes from Neverland. It's in Pixie Hollow. Like, it's turned through the tree, whose name is escaping me right now. And like, when it and the tree freezes, it makes no more pixie dust, and the fairies are just people. But I think Tinkerbell specifically doesn't have any powers much, unlike Flora, Fauna, Merriweather, or Fairy Godmother, or even Blue Fairy. But she's magical because she is a fairy, and fairies themselves are magical beings, and I just think is enough.
In the original Peter Pan film, Peter sprinkles the pixie dust on the children by tapping Tinkerbell on her rear end.
No, she doesn't make pixie dust.
Like, and the pixie dust fell off of her.
That's not how it works. Like, she doesn't make it from inside of her.
There was just
like,
so much on her, it just fell off.
No, like, okay, so here's how it works. So in Neverland, there's Pixie Hollow.
Right.
Pixie Hollow is where all the fairies live.
Right, I get that.
So Pixie Hollow is split up in these like four sections, and right. it's all the seasons. Every season has a section.
Right.
In the middle of these sections is like the Tree of Life, essentially.
Right.
And in the Tree of Life is where Queen Clara lives and like her royal court.
Right.
And then there's like a ruler from each of the seasons that like lives in this big tree. Uh-huh. And the tree makes pixie dust.
Okay.
And before you can go off anywhere, you have to collect pixie dust and you like put it on yourself and you put it in a little bag. But like when you put it on yourself, it's like a lot. Like, it sticks to you, and then it like.
What if it rains? Does it wash off?
No, it doesn't wash off. You're not supposed to fly in the rain though, because it damages your wings. Like, she just had a lot of pixie dust on her. Like, she doesn't create it from herself.
So our fairies, some of them have wand magic. Fairy Godmother has wand magic. Yes,
so does.
But it's a spell. Like, Bippity Boppity Boo is a, you know.
Yeah.
Is
a wand. Blue fairy.
Obviously, she turns Pinocchio into a real boy. I'm a real boy now.
And Flora, Fauna, and Merriweather make it pink, make it blue.
Yeah, and they got the wands too.
Yeah, they got the wands.
Yeah, so fairies have a lot of wand power or flying power.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Who's next on our list? Ursula. We're just rolling through the magic.
We are.
Rolling in the magic.
We have Ursula.
Who?
Ursula.
Oh, Ursula. Well, okay. What kind of... She's got spell magic.
Yeah, she has spell magic.
She's sea witch. So there's another witch.
She's a witch. Yeah.
So let's recap. We have genies.
Genies.
We have wizards.
Wizards.
We have sorcerers.
Sorcerers.
We have fairies.
Fairies.
We have witches.
Witches.
That's five magical beings.
Yes.
Five different types of magical beings. And mirrors, apparently.
And mirrors.
Because six.
Six magical
six
beings.
Six magical beings. All right. So... Ursula.
I think Ursula is a witch because it's in her name. Also, she has spell magic. She also just she just has magical abilities to turn Ariel into a person. Like, she didn't give Ariel a potion, nothing. Like, she didn't cast a spell. I mean, she did, but I think a lot of that came from within her. So Ursula is a witch, falls under the witch category because it's in her name.
Remember that old dad joke I did about Ursula?
No. Which one?
You don't remember the dad joke about Ursula?
No.
When she washed up on the beach. She was then known as the Sand Witch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
That's a good one.
More magic, please. Who's next?
Yzma.
I don't see.
I think
it's been
a
long
wizard.
Time since I've watched
I think
Emperor's New
Yzma is
Groove.
is a wizard. The same reason the Evil Queen is a wizard.
She's got potion power.
She has potion power from a book that she reads. And anyone who has the book can be magical. So she herself is not a magical being. She just happens to have magical abilities because of this thing that gave her magical abilities. Wizard, moving on, Rapunzel.
So Yzma, you think, is a wizard?
Yes.
More like a Jafar type character.
Kind
Doesn't
of.
Really have
yeah, yeah,
innate
yeah.
powers, needs to make these special recipes.
Right.
All right, who's next?
Rapunzel.
All right, we have Rapunzel on the list.
I think Rapunzel is magical.
I do.
Rapunzel has magical hair, but Rapunzel herself is not actually magical.
That's true.
I don't think she falls under any of the categories because she's just like a person who happens to have really weird hair that was given to her by the drop of sunlight.
Kind of like a mutant.
Yeah, a mutant, essentially.
But she got her power from the sun drop.
Yeah.
So she wasn't born with the power.
Right. She was.
So she's not really a mutant. Mutants
right.
are born
she's
with their powers.
She just has this.
Kind of like Spider-Man. She was bitten by a radioactive sun drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her hair was bitten by a radioactive sun drop.
She just kind of is. She just happens to have a power. So do you want to move on?
With great hair comes great responsibility.
Do you want to move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Elsa.
So Elsa.
Elsa's
and if we have Elsa on the list, and you and I debated this off camera, off microphone. If Elsa's on the list, why isn't Frozone on the list? They have essentially the same exact powers.
You're very right.
And they're both born with them, right? Didn't Elsa, wasn't she born with those powers?
Yeah, and I think Frozone was too.
Well, of course, it's Frozone. Are they mutants?
I don't know. I think what separated it for me was that Frozone was like a superhero and he has superpowers. And Elsa's like a princess and so she has magical powers.
They both do the same exact thing.
Like they do the same exact thing, but it didn't, it's weird in my head. Because, superpowers and magical powers feel very separate, but they're kind of not. Like, Frozone and Elsa do have the same powers. But I think they are different categories. You know what I mean? I think Elsa is a wizard.
Okay, maybe.
Or a witch. One of the two. Because
maybe a sorcerer.
No, not a sorcerer, because she has her own magical ability. Sorcerers don't have magical abilities from themselves. So, Elsa would be a witch, because she has her own abilities that come, from her DNA. Like, it's embedded in her, like Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
And I guess same with Frozone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Would he be a warlock?
No.
Okay. They're just mutants.
That's a dumb word.
Well, it's a male witch. Is
warlock.
A warlock. Right.
Why don't we just not...
Creative writing.
...do that.
Warlock. All right.
Okay, next we have... Can't read that.
Can't read what?
This.
That one?
Yes.
Triton and Zeus?
Okay, well, Zeus is not a magical... Zeus is a god.
But he's got magic
gods
powers.
Gods are not magical.
Okay.
They're just god. Like, they have
he's
powers
got god
because
powers.
He is god.
Well, he is a god.
Like, you wouldn't describe, like...
Well, Triton is sort of the king of the sea.
Well, Triton... I don't think Triton has magical powers either.
He's like tuna fish, the king of the sea.
He's just the king of the sea. Like, he's like Aquaman. He just, like... People just have to respect him because he's the king.
Well, he's got that magic Triton.
It's not even magic.
It does. It's got magic powers. The Triton's got super special powers.
The Triton has powers. King Triton doesn't.
But he does when he's got the Triton.
He's a sorcerer.
He's just got a magical
Triton
element.
Triton is a sorcerer because he has a magical
element.
Well,
that's like his wand. Wand power. His wand. The powers are in the wand.
Yeah, but like, exactly.
So if I'm a wizard or a fairy without the wand, does she still have magic powers?
Yes.
Maybe.
Tinkerbell. She doesn't have a wand.
You just said she really didn't have any powers.
Right, but fairies themselves as magical beings are magical because they are magical
just
beings.
Just in general.
Zeus. Triton is just a fish. Anyway.
All right. Triton.
Okay.
Not. It's debatable. Magical or not. Who's next?
Ian Lightfoot.
Ian Lightfoot.
I think Ian Lightfoot also falls under the King Triton.
He's got the magic spell book.
He's got the stick and the book. And so that would make him a sorcerer because he has a magical thing that makes him powerful, but he himself is not a magical being.
Yeah, because without the book and without the stick.
He's just a thing. He's just a monster blue creature.
Right. Right.
I don't know.
But I like that movie.
That's a good movie.
Underrated.
Yes.
What was it called?
Onward.
That's right. I liked it. I just couldn't remember the name of it. All right, who's next? Oh, this is a good one.
Dr. Facilier.
So Dr. Facilier.
Definitely magical.
Like voodoo.
I think voodoo is just an element of dark magic.
It's dark magic. So is he a magician? Is he a wizard?
I think he is a wizard.
It's a spell. Because he casts spells.
He casts spells, but the spells were like, he has the ability to reach the underworld to be taught the spells. So same like Doctor Strange. So I guess he would be a sorcerer.
He's kind of like a sorcerer.
Yeah, he's a sorcerer because he was taught his skill.
He can speak to his friends on the other side.
He was taught his skills by someone on the other side.
So Facilier, you think he falls into the sorcerer category?
Yes.
I mean, not the wizard category.
Because he like, if you were to take away all his powers, which they did at
the
end.
He does wear a hat.
He's just like a person.
Is a hat a prerequisite to being a sorcerer?
But like, was this shadow given to him by the other side, or was that something that he's just always had?
I think he had an agreement that he had to do certain things to stay out of trouble with the other side.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So I think he's a sorcerer.
But he does have magic power.
Yes.
Yes, because he does that voodoo that you do so well. Right, the voodoo. Okay. Voodoo.
My rocks?
That you do.
My crystals?
I don't know.
That's not voodoo.
That was from Blazing Saddles. All right. What's next?
Enchantress.
The Enchantress. Now, this is one a lot of people forget about because they think about Beauty and the Beast, but they forget how did the guy become the Beast?
The Enchantress. Like, she's her own magical being in her own little category. I don't think she counts as a witch. She's kind of like a fairy, I think.
I don't know. She never wand.
She's an enchantress. I don't really know what to say. Like, she's just a magical being with magical powers that did magical things.
So let's recap. We have enchantresses. We have
genies.
We have wizards. We have sorcerers. We have witches.
Fairies.
Mirrors. And I don't know.
Gods.
Mutants.
No. Yeah.
Mutants.
No. Because we decided that Elsa was a witch. Yeah.
Voodoo priests. Is he a voodoo priest?
I don't know what that is, actually. Like Fun fact.
A voodoo priest is like a person that practices voodoo, I guess.
Well,
or priestess.
Okay.
So enchantress, she has to make the list.
Yeah.
Because without the enchantress, there's no Beauty and the Beast. There's no beast. It would just be beauty and the nothing. It wouldn't even be a story.
It would be.
What happened to the enchantress?
Belle Mary's
she just disappears
into
the world. Does she turn? Does she go to other castles and also turn
Think
other people
into
beasts?
Think about how she cursed a 10-year-old because she was rude to her. He was rude to her. A 10-year-old.
I'd curse 10-year-olds if they're rude to me too. Get away from me, you little freaking.
You done?
The rapper Ruby Ruby.
Okay, Beaker.
I curse you.
Okay, Swedish Chef.
Fruity sheeny furny handy hoony.
I love
sheeny furny feeny heeny. The sheeny furny and the heeny furny heeny weeny.
Okay.
All right.
Next, Doctor Strange.
Oh, Doctor Strange now.
Well, he's a sorcerer.
He is the Sorcerer Supreme.
He has to be a sorcerer.
He has to be called a sorcerer.
He's a sorcerer supreme.
So he's not a wizard. He's a sorcerer. Now, here's the debate.
There's
on
no debate.
On Falcon and Winter Soldier, Bucky and Sam debated over the difference between wizards and sorcerers. And Sam said that one of the differences is wizards wear hats and sorcerers don't. But I would beg to differ, Sam, the Eagle, Captain America. The Sorcerer's Apprentice, the sorcerer, wore a hat. And the Sorcerer's Apprentice wears a hat. So your theory about sorcerers don't wear hats and the wizards do, I'm saying you don't watch enough Disney, Sam.
With all due respect, I don't really care that much about Falcon and Winter Soldier, so we're going to ignore that opinion.
He created a real problem in the multiverse when he made that statement.
He definitely
Somebody
did.
Has to retcon that.
Yeah.
Because sorcerers don't really wear hats. Ask the Sorcerer Supreme. Well, he says sorcerers don't wear hats. Sorcerers do wear hats because you didn't watch Fantasia, Sam.
Does Fantasia exist in the Marvel Universe?
It's Disney. It exists everywhere.
You know what? You know what canonically exists in the MCU? Minecraft. Because someone was wearing a creeper shirt in the background of one of the Marvel films, and everyone on Instagram went crazy. They were like, oh my God, Minecraft exists in the MCU. This is everything we could have ever asked for. Mm. And it's like, what about like bringing back Iron Man? Except please don't bring back Iron Man. I don't like Tony Stark that much.
If there's any topic that I would find less engaging to talk about than Harry Potter, it would have to be Minecraft. It may be one of the few things.
So are you asking me to talk about Harry Potter?
I actually
have. Let's talk about Harry Potter.
We're not. All right. Who's next on our list?
So when Draco. Okay.
Who's next on our list?
We just did after. Loki.
All right. Loki definitely has magic.
No, but Loki is also a god. Loki, like Zeus,
he's the god of mischief, but he practices magic.
He practices magic, but he's a god. So he has magic. Like Thor, you could also say has magic because he's got Jonathan, his hammer. You don't get the reference. To that Paul Rudd interview. But like
Loki has magic powers.
I disagree. Because he's
he does
god.
Have magic powers. He god. Makes the little sparkly things with his hands. He shifts, shapeshifts.
He shapeshifts because he's a god. Those powers are given to him in his DNA.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
But Scarlet Witch's powers are in her power and DNA.
Right, but she's not a god.
Right.
Loki is the god of mischief. So
and he practices
his powers
music.
Are a music. Part of him because he's a
magic.
God.
All right. We're going to disagree. Okay. Loki's definitely a magical being. What category would he fall into? Gods?
Probably, yeah.
With, like Zeus and Triton.
If he wasn't a god, he would be a wizard. Yeah.
Okay. But not a sorcerer.
Or a witch. No, he'd be a witch.
Okay.
Okay, so the last one we have are Jedi. And I do not think Jedi are magical beings. And let me explain why. So, do they have the Force? And that's pretty trippy. Yes. But the Force works through Jedi so that they are able to have their powers. They're able to harness the Force to wield a lightsaber and move things with their mind. And like just they're and sense things. Like the Force is what gives them their powers.
But not everyone has Force
and
sensitive powers.
Right, but not everyone has the ability to have the Force. And so that is where the category of sorcerer comes in. Sorcerers are given their powers from an external thing, like a staff or a book or a mirror. Jedi would be sorcerers because they're given their powers from the Force. The Force gives them the ability to be the way they are.
Well,
Keep
going.
Second, like rebuttal to my...
Because I'm gonna very simply prove that Jedi... are sorcerers, but go ahead.
Rebuttal to my original statement, because you gotta argue all the points. Jedi are wizards because they have their own abilities to have the Force, but the Force gives them their powers. Like, it's a give-and-take situation. And so I said that wizards had powers, but were also able to draw from other things, and that is what I think a Jedi is.
I'm gonna make it simple. The Mandalorians fought against the Jedi, a race of powerful sorcerers. That is what they referred to them as. So in The Mandalorian, he refers to the Jedi as a race or a being of powerful sorcerers. So I'm going to say Jedi are sorcerers. That's what the Mandalorians referred to them as.
Okay.
The Mandalorians, though, they were sorcerers. I'm good for that. Okay. They're sorcerers. They just happen to also, you know, do other stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
So
that's the list. That's all we have. Maybe our friends out there have other magical Disney characters we didn't talk about. How would they be able to get in touch with us to share their ideas?
Yeah. So if you guys have any other ideas on Mickey's Most Magical, feel free to send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or message us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, all at Disney Assembled. All of the information for our TeePublic, Buy Us a Dole Whip, and Patreon, and also Magically Mouse Radio are on our website, disneyassembled.com. Make sure to check that out.
Absolutely. Check that out. And you know, to piggyback on what Mimi just shared with you, we have a couple of new designs in our shop. Actually put some new designs out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one is, you know, Edgar Baltazar's Sleepy Time Milk Company. You know, we have a design there. Get your t-shirt about Edgar Baltazar's Sleepy Time Milk Company. We talked about that last week. Sleepy Time Milk. Drink that sleepy milk. We have a new design about, you know, it says, you know, my child is an honor student at the DeVille Driving Academy. So there you go. Get your driver's license at the DeVille Driving Academy. And you too can be an honor student there. So yeah, we have a couple of designs up there. We're working on some more. Lots of fun. Help us out. Buy some t-shirts. Yeah. All right.
High five.
DisneyAssembled.com. Go there. Make sure you also subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search for Disney Assemble there. And if you would be so kind, we would really, really appreciate it if you would consider leaving a 5-star rating and a very kind review. Finally, if you'd like to leave us a voice message, just go to the bottom of the show notes, click the link, and it'll take you to a place where you can send us a message using your own voice. All right.
Cool. This was fun.
This was lots of fun. Mickey's Most Magical. Awesome. Great conversation. Thanks for listening, guys. And until next time, see you real soon.